I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
Candace, this season of Dr. Death focuses on Dr. Serhat Gumrukcu, who posed as a doctor who had miracle cures for terminal cancer and AIDS. But it was revealed during the series that he is simply a con man. This is something that we've been seeing a lot.
There are always con men, especially in the medical world.
This man not only perpetrated medical scams, he also did every other kind of scam. Is that normal for con artists to switch between such extremes?
When I was reading the history and listening to the podcast, it hit me like a brick upside the head. It's like, oh, this guy, every red blood cell in his body wants to be bad. And if he can't be bad over here, then he'll be bad over here. And that makes sense because if somebody is a psychopath, they're a psychopath through and through. What does that mean? It means the two hallmark characteristics. They feel no remorse or guilt for hurting other people. And if it works for them, they're going to repeat it over and over because they don't feel bad about it. This guy's in the psychopath category. He's intelligent. He's definitely got the gift of gab. And he knows people. He targeted people that he knew he could scam.
And as you and I were discussing earlier, definitely not people who don't have any money.
Oh, no, no. I didn't see him setting up a free clinic in the Tenderloin of San Francisco to help people. Oh, no.
Nope.
Not at all. He was in it for the bucks.
He was pretending to cure people with serious illnesses, but none of the treatments were real. He targeted people, as we've said, who had little hope to begin with. I think the clearest example of his psychopathic tendencies is when he treated the child with cancer. He bilked the child's family out of almost $300,000, and he did not care that the child was dying and that the family was grieving. And he did not care that the child died before he even did his treatments. He still wouldn't give them back their money.
It struck me, learning the facts about this case, how many times he was successful in doing exactly what he did to this little boy's family. Certainly, the people had to have been told by legit, caring, experienced medical doctors, your child.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
Than a serial killer. Because
oh, yeah.
You really trust these people, these medical individuals, and you don't have that knowledge. You don't know whether or not they're telling you the truth. I mean, there's a little internal thing probably that says, something's too good to be true. It's probably not true.
Mm-hmm.
But he not only did it with terminal patients, he did it with patients whose protocol, medical protocol, such as the people had HIV, AIDS, he did it with them. Their protocol was working. And then he claimed that he could cure it. He could cure AIDS, not just treat it. Mm-hmm. And he took these people and he sold them this bag of goods, and they went off of the protocol that was helping them and went on to his, which, as we know, did not help them, to put such trust in people, to take them and just twist their lives, like literally hold their lives in your hands. That is just twisted.
You know, the difference between that and the little boy we've been talking about, the little boy was terminal. And somebody with HIV on the protocol is going to be okay. It is not a cure. It is a treatment. It is a very effective treatment for someone living with HIV. And he took them off their regime to get them to buy his treatment plan, his shtick, his medications. He's selling you something where he can put your money in his pocket and it's no damn good.
But he's been studying illusion for a while. He was in Turkey studying pre-med when he dropped out to become a magician. So that should tell you everything you need to know.
A magician. What does... I almost fell off my chair laughing. I was holding my sides. I was laughing so hard. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. He's on his way to a distinguished license that a lot of people would love to have. And he drops out to do what? Trick people. Deceive people. Now you see it. Now you don't. That says it all, doesn't it, Julie?
It does. It does. And what's really scary is the people that still believe the illusion. That is what's really scary about this whole situation.
That's the best con of all, is that after the person has been deceived, they've opened their pocketbook, usually cons usually involve money or something of value, they don't realize they've been scammed. And I think there's also ego involved in the part of the victim. Who wants to admit they were scammed? I don't know if you recall a case, maybe 15 years ago, some guy landed in Manhattan and he had a foreign accent and he said his last name was Rockefeller and people couldn't get enough of him. He was being invited to the top drawer parties and they were writing checks and they were just opening their wallets for him. And then when it came out, he was not a Rockefeller. All the people, you couldn't find any of his victims. They ran for the hills. Why? Because wealthy people are loath to admit they trusted the wrong person and lost money. So they take their losses, go away, and keep their mouth shut. A lot of them didn't even want to prosecute.
Well, I don't think it's just wealthy people. None of us want to be wrong, you know, and a lot of us have an ego towards that. But Candace, that example, the Rockefeller example, is perfect because there was a Danish businessman. He owns that company, Pandora, and he bought Serhat's ideas even after he knew that he had been accused of fraud. Mm-hmm. He put them in a company that was named Enochian.
Yeah. The term Enochian is from the biblical figure Enoch. And he was a source of hidden mystical knowledge.
Oh, my God.
Huh. What? I mean, you're going to name your company after that? Why don't you just say Phony R Us or Bullshit Incorporated?
Exactly. It's so scary what we are willing to go for and believe when the truth is right in front of us. I also see similarities between this and Elizabeth Holmes and Macchiarini. Mm-hmm. I think that this is worse than Theranos with Elizabeth Holmes, don't you?
Oh, he's much worse, much worse. But Elizabeth Holmes did horrible things, make no mistake. But her crimes, other than the death by suicide of one of her company's scientists, did not lead to anyone's death. She preyed more on the bigger corporations, and the misdiagnoses that came out of it were collateral damage. If her machines had not been pulled, who knows what would have happened. But Serhat, he was targeting individual people, some of them terminal, who were suffering and scared and giving them hope. I think that's much worse.
Right. With all of this, Serhat is not in jail right now for fraud. What he's in jail for is murder. And the murder that he tried to pull off, it's like something that the Coen brothers wrote. Why is it the murder that got him put away?
I think the reason he got arrested and charged with murder is he went out of his lane. His lane was financial crimes. He tried to have someone killed because that person threatened to expose his lies and his life as he knew it. But he's really grandiose. We've already determined that. And he thought he could pull it off. And the commission of the crime was so bad, it was laughable. Not for the victim, obviously, but fortunately, unless he is somehow able to con the jury, he will be put away for a long, long time.
Well, we'll find out soon. He's scheduled for trial on October 7th of this year.
This is a crazy story, and we've only touched on a little bit of it. So if you want to hear more about Serhat, check out season 4 of Dr. Death, Bad Magic.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you. This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.